Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks. This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I'm your host, Chris Brown, and super honored that you are tuning in today. Proverbs 17:24 says, "A discerning person keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth." And that's what you're going to do. For the next 30 minutes, you are seeking wisdom. Of course, not my wisdom. You don't want my wisdom. You want the Lord's wisdom. You want the scriptures. And that's what we're going to talk about during the next 30 minutes. So thank you so much for tuning in. And that's what this show's about. Stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory. Of course, the phone number to call in is 866-357-3283. Again, it's 866-357-3283, or you can email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And while you are calling in, I have to tell you, today is January 25th. It's been my first 30 days with a new family member, Charlie. Yes, my little puppy. I don't think I've ever told you guys the name of my new puppy that we got on Christmas Day. It is actually my first pet. I'm 38 years old, my first pet, so I'm super excited. He's twice the size he was before. He's 14 weeks old today, and so it's pretty cool. All the pictures of little Charlie are on social media. Of course, you can follow me there at Chris Brown On Air on all social media platforms. Housebreaking and training is going well. We've launched a website and a social media for Charlie. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Getting a little out of control. Charlie has taken over our house, but we have not gone that far. Folks, if you've been getting your W-2s for your taxes, you should reach out to one of our endorsed local providers today. Just in short, we have got a list of endorsed local providers, tax professionals that we have filtered. They are the best in the business. They are trustworthy. They teach what we teach. They're incredible. And you want to find out more about them. They have a heart of a teacher, and they're going to help you file your taxes this year. So there's more information on that available at stewardship.com. You want to click on Chris Recommends or click on anywhere you see ELP. That stands for Endorsed Local Providers, and they are in your area. Again, the number is 866-357-3283. And I got to let you know, before we get started, it looks like we got a couple calls already on the line. I got a text from a pastor friend named Scott Rogers from California, and he texted me this today. He said, "Here is something cool. I met a couple yesterday who is excited because due to Financial Peace University, this Wednesday, they are done paying off $80,000 of debt in 20 months. And that is unbelievable." And of course, my response to him is not due to Financial Peace. Now, we might have been a little bit of a guide for them, but they're the ones that said no to the outfit. They're the ones that say no to the car that they technically can afford. You know, they're the ones that are walking out to the mailbox and raising up that red mail flag and saying yes to a legacy. I'm reminded of a great definition of the word discipline. Saying no to what you want so you can say yes to what you really want later. Way to go, that couple. We're trying to get them on the show. Love for them to share their story with you all. So very, very cool. Well, our first call comes in from Arizona. This is Andy. Andy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I help you?
Quick question. Okay, a little bit of background. Me and my wife, we both work. We are debt-free. We have our emergency fund set up, plus a little extra. We are currently renting. Now, my wife, she puts 15% of her income into retirement, and I myself, I do not put into retirement. I was basically putting my entire paycheck towards savings for a down payment for a house. Mm-hmm. My question is, should I start putting 15% into retirement? Me and my wife couldn't come up with the same answer. We have, and I'll let you know. Yeah, she wants me to start putting away for retirement. I kind of want to keep building up our savings for a down payment. So our emergency fund, we have 15 grand, and then we have an extra 45, actually 50 now, an extra 50,000 towards a house already.
Okay.
And within a year, we are going to be moving to another city because of her job.
Okay.
Now a little bit of background.
Yeah. What is it, a city where you possibly could have enough to pay cash for an entire house? Probably not, right?
We don't know. That's our dream.
Yeah.
That's my goal. If it's going to happen within the time frame, I'm not too sure about that.
Yeah. What's your household income?
Yeah. Just under 100, about 95.
Okay. Well, I mean, here's the deal. When you choose to, you know, buy a house with cash, that's a very bold decision. It's one that I definitely applaud. It's one that I'm currently doing. I'm actually in the same boat you are right now. So, and here's what we're doing. I'm just telling you what we're doing, and I wouldn't force this on you. But see, the baby steps usually go baby steps 1, 2, 3, and then in baby step 3B, you're going to save 20% towards a house. And and then baby step 4, then go on from there. When you're saving with cash to buy a house, which is great. Obviously, I believe in that. I'm doing it myself. But you don't want to, if that's going to be a 10-year process, you don't want to put off retirement for 10 years. So there's definitely, and this is the weight, this is the tension with your decision. So here's what we're doing. We're having to live off 40 to 60% of our income. 40% some months, 60% some other months, depending on what's going on in the calendar. And we're doing 3B, 4, 5, and 6 all at the same time. Now, with that, you're just having to live on very little. I live off very little in comparison to what I make. And there's a lot of sacrifice involved in that. And of course, I use the word sacrifice very loosely. These are first world problems. But there's some frustration involved in that. But for me, I've made a goal. By the time I'm 40, I refuse to pay monthly anything for shelter. And so I'm on a mission. And so, you know, some of the sacrifices, both of us working and living off of less than one income. And so if you're asking, should you, I think you should be doing them at the same time. So I think you're both right.
Okay.
Put as much money towards the house and at the same time, be doing the 15% as well.
Cool. Very good. Awesome.
Yeah, so hopefully she'll like that answer. Remember, women have a security gland, and I don't know if you've ever heard Dave talk about that, but security's big on them,
yep.
And so they really want to make sure that they've got the long term wrapped up and everything's taken care of. So you want to make sure you take care of that for her.
Cool, very good, sir. That's kind of just I needed to hear that from a third party who knows what they're talking about. Very good. Thank
awesome, Andy. We really appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, bye bye. All right, folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and the definition of stewardship is managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. Our next call comes in from Denver, Colorado. This is Steve. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call today.
Oh, yeah, it's my honor. How can I help you?
Okay, it's probably a question you hear a lot, but I own a rental property. It's paid off. And I also recently got a loan on a cabin remodel. I've remodeled the cabin. I'm renting it out on a VRBO, a vacation rental website. And but I do have that loan. It's 5.5%. It's a 10-year balloon payment due, amortized at 25 years at 5.5%. And I owe about the same amount that I could get out of the rental home that I'm getting. So it's $180,000. And I'm just wondering if I should just sell the rental home. The payment on my cabin is $1,090. I'm renting it out right now for $1,100. Could probably get it rented for $1,300, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to decide what to do with that. Another thing in the mix is I've recently lost my job, so it's tempting to sell the rental property and use that to start a new business rather than pay off the cabin loan.
They're both 180 exactly?
Exactly, yep.
Wow.
It's not a coincidence.
And am I hearing right that this cabin you're talking about is your primary?
No, it's not my primary. I actually have other rental homes as well. But,
okay.
I own five homes, but no, the cabin's just another business. I own another vacation rental as well.
Okay. Is your primary paid for?
No, I owe $176 on that. So.
Okay. And do you have any other consumer debt at all?
No consumer debt. Well, that's not true. I do have $13,000 on an SUV.
Okay.
Pre-year loan.
All right. Well, here's what I would do. I would sell the 180. I would sell the rental for sure, and I would pay off the $13,000 consumer debt, and I would pay off your primary. Those are the two things that are most important. Then I would actually think through getting rid of some of these rentals too, until you're a little bit more do you have any other investments besides rental homes?
No, not at all, in real estate.
Yeah, I mean, I would try to be a little bit more diversified than that. Ecclesiastes 11:2 says, invest in 7 ventures, yes, in 8. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. And I'm just afraid if you have all your money in real estate, not afraid is the wrong term. I just think when you think through what the scriptures tell us and you think through just making sure that you manage your risk well, I wouldn't want you to have all your investments into one particular type of investment. So that's what I would do. And I really don't like folks getting rental properties until their primary is paid off. The good news is that you've got enough equity in one of those rentals that you can take care of that probably today.
Okay. So, thank you. One other option would be to sell the cabin and I get a lot of it. I could pay everything off, with just that sale.
Exactly. Exactly.
Business.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The good thing is you've got some options and you've been investing. I just would diversify your investments a little bit more and get rid of the debt.
Sure.
And I just think maybe start over again on some of those investments. So have you ever heard of the Legacy Journey?
No.
Okay, so Dave Ramsey wrote a book about, maybe a year and a half ago, and it's called The Legacy Journey. There's a class with it, and where you're at in your season financially, you could really benefit from that book, and it talks about how to think about the future and how to invest and how to manage these questions and tensions like the ones that you're in right now, and I want to give it to you.
Oh, wow.
And so when we hang up in a minute, we're going to give you the book, Legacy Journey book, and give you information on attending that class locally there in Denver. So hopefully that'll help you out.
Absolutely. I want to not just be smart, but I also want to be charitable and, so maybe that's the right direction.
Yeah, sounds great.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
Appreciate your help. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
All right, folks. Well, we've got an email here from Kelsey. She says, hey, Chris, I'm so excited to actually be emailing in. My husband and I are ready to start investing in college funds for our 2 children. Our daughter is 4 and our son just turned 1. What's the best way to go about doing this? Thank you so much for your ministry. I listen to your daily podcast on my commute to work each day, and I cannot even begin to tell you what it has done for our finances. I also want to say that I appreciate your loving and understanding approach to everyone that calls or writes in. You have a true heart for the Lord, and it is inspiring. Thank you. Well, that's very, very kind. Yes, I pray that you guys don't hear any condemnation through the microphone and through the airwaves. We're all on a journey, and we're all trying to get better together. Regarding this college funding, there's 2 major ways that I like to save for college. One is a 529 plan. And there's 2 different types of 529 plans. I'm not talking about prepaid college tuition. I'm talking about the 529 savings plan, okay? And then there's the ESA. So there's the ESA and the 529 plan. Those are your 2 major vehicles that I love for this. And they kind of work similarly to a Roth IRA, but for college purposes or for higher education purposes. And I would recommend that you get together with one of our endorsed local providers, our investment professionals that we have filtered through all the details that surround a 529 plan and an ESA. So make sure you check that out at stewardship.com. There is a link right there on the main page for ELP, endorsed local providers, and they can take you to the next step. But those are the 2 things you're looking for. Great question. Well, folks, I don't know if you've sold a house in 2015 or you've made some kind of charitable contributions this year or in 2015, but if your answer is yes, then you should seriously consider seeking a professional for assistance in itemizing all those deductions on your tax return to avoid overpaying the government. I've done that several years, and now that I know a little bit more information, I'm mad at myself for not finding a professional the first time. Last year, I don't know if you know this, 61% of homeowners missed deductions for mortgage interest, real estate taxes, local income taxes, and charitable contributions accounted for another 27% of missed deductions for taxpayers. So we're talking about an average savings of $800 on your taxes. I don't know if you are interested in that or not, but even if you can't find your receipts, there are still ways to show deduction eligibility. Now, if you want to ensure you maximize your refund this year, we have just the people to help. It is our endorsed local providers, but we call them ELPs for short. You might hear me reference them as ELPs. This is a nationwide service that helps you find local experts in your area that you can trust. And I've used them for things in our family, and they are great. So let us connect you with a trusted tax advisor in your area to discuss all your deduction options. And don't put off getting your money back. Go to stewardship.com and click Find an ELP to schedule an appointment with a local tax expert that you can trust.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you have a question for Chris, email him at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Well, next on the line from Salem, Alabama, we have Tasha. Tasha, how are you?
Hi. I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I help you?
Okay, so I have a question. We are currently on baby step number 2.
Okay.
And we're trying to get rid of our car, which we are upside down on. The car is worth $14,000, and we are currently paying $30,000 for it. So we went to the dealer the other night, and the dealer would not take it because they said they didn't have a car on the lot that would be able to hold what we're upside down on. But they found out that we had some extended warranties on it that we really didn't need. So my husband went this morning and got those taken off. So we have somewhere around $3,000 going back to our principal. And so we didn't know if we need to just kind of suck it up and keep paying this $500 payment a month or if there's another option for us.
Mm. Do you have any other debt, Tasha?
Yes.
Okay.
It's $59,000, but that includes the $29,000 for the car.
Okay. And what's your income, household income?
$60,000.
And right now, are you currently working outside the home, both of you?
No, I'm a full-time student, and my husband works.
And are you making any extra payments on the car?
No, we are not.
Okay. Okay, so when you're this upside down, you're talking about $16,000. The quick answer is to go out and get a loan for $17,000, which will allow you to pay off the car, and buy a $1,000 beater, and you drive that $1,000 beater until you've made up for all that money you lost. When you're this far off, I think what I would do is I would go out and get one of you get an extra job, or in your case, get a job in addition to your student the time you're spending as a student. And for the next 6 months, you just go make 16 and make up the difference and make double payments. Then you have a $30,000 car that you drive forever to pay off, to make it work, make sense. Because every year that you pay it with, you drive it with no payments, it's starting to make more and more sense. For your income that you guys are making, $60,000, having a $30,000 car is not necessarily, or $30,000 total in cars is not absurd. It's a little on the high end, but it's not above the range that I recommend.
Uh-huh.
That's the two options that I can see, unless you can think of another one. You want to be gazelle intense, like Proverbs 6:5 says, free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. We know that Proverbs 22:7 tells us the borrower is enslaved to the lender. So there's just going to have to be, you are enslaved right now. $500 a month is a big deal, but you're going to have to be gazelle intense. So I know that those two options stink. And you don't like them. There's nothing fun about them. But the bottom line is you got to free yourself. And so one of you has to go out and make $16,000 to make this happen, to pay this thing off.
All righty.
Yeah, that's not fun. I know.
No. But it's just what we've got to deal with for the kind of stupid decisions that we made before.
I call it not so brilliant.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds better than stupid.
There you go. All right, Tasha, thank you so much for the call.
All right.
All right, folks. Well, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and we've got another call here from Fort Myers, Florida. This is Sean. Sean, how are you?
Hey, Chris. Doing fine, thanks. How you doing?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I help you?
I had a question around, I'm about to get a pretty large commission check here at the end of the month, and just trying to figure out the best way to utilize that money, the best investment for my situation. So a little bit about my situation. I currently owe a fair amount on my truck. I also have some credit card debt, and then owe a little bit on home furniture purchase I made a while back. And just trying to figure out, with that commission check, what would be the best use of it in terms of that, and also to add to that, my fiance and I get married in August and also in the market for a home for a first-time home buyer. Curious your advice.
Yeah, so, you know, these kind of situations, this is what makes Financial Peace University so great. Are you familiar with Financial Peace University?
I'm familiar with it, yeah.
Okay, well, we have a book as well called The Total Money Makeover, and I want to send that to you for free.
Okay.
So when we hang up, Amanda will get your address and we'll send that to you. But you want to walk through all these, through the baby steps that are tied to Financial Peace University. And so first and foremost, you want to have $1,000 put in a money market account that's there for small emergencies. After that, you want to pay off your consumer debt. Your small consumer debt. So whatever you have, you want to get rid of those, your smallest balance first, while paying the minimum payment on everything else.
Okay.
And kind of work your way through them, smallest to biggest, regardless of interest rate. The only caveat to that is if you own, like you said, you're making payments on a truck, if that expedites the process to sell a vehicle and get a much lesser vehicle, I would recommend doing that. So this commission check, that's the way I would do it. I would put $1,000 in a money market account if it's not there already, and then I would start attacking your debt, smallest to largest. And if one of those things is this truck, maybe it's $1,000 to get out of it, or it's if you can you trade it in and send it in and get a vehicle that's cheaper, if that's part of the process, then do that. Then after that, once your consumer debt's gone, then you're going to build up that emergency fund to 3 to 6 months of expenses. Then you start thinking about investments. And so that's kind of the progression that you need to do, because you want to make sure that emergency fund is built up so that you don't go any further into debt.
Okay.
So
I appreciate that. I guess the amount of the commission check, I would be able to wipe out most of this debt.
Yeah.
With this one check, and it's really more balancing between, do I put that towards paying off the truck and having a vehicle, and then basically having, I'd owe very minimal left on what I owe on the truck with it?
Uh-huh.
Or do I, like you said, downsize the vehicle, get something less expensive, but then put that money in towards a home, which typically rises in value, whereas vehicles depreciate. So
Yeah. You know, I think the thing is, you just got to know that you know, all of your vehicles together shouldn't be more than half of your household income per year. So that'd be a good, that'll tell you whether you have too much truck or not. But you just got to, here's the fundamental principle. You got to ask yourself, what is financial success? It's not income, but it's net worth. So, you know, you can't go running faster towards investments and all the, you know, buying another house and all those kind of things while you're still chained to a pole. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 22:7 that the borrower is enslaved to the lender. And so we've got to get out of the enslavement before we can start running. So that's kind of the general principle. Let's get out of the debt first, and then we'll proceed from there.
Okay. So out of debt first, once there, then focus maybe on a home or okay.
Yep. And then go from there. So we're going to give you the total money makeover. So just stay on the line and Amanda will get it for you. All right, folks, don't forget to go to stewardship.com and click on Find an ELP to get in touch with someone in your area that can help you file your 2015 taxes. Of course, let's stay in touch on social media, Chris Brown On Air, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter. Folks, until next time, those daily decisions. I'm not sure where you're at right now or what you're going to do for the remainder of the day, but there's going to be a lot of things thrown your way and a lot of opportunities to make a decision to go right or to go left. And our filter should be stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. God bless you.